News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Minister of Health is reporting that measures have been put in place to prevent the spread of chikungunya virus on the island. This as the virus continues to spread to some Caribbean nations. Director of Emergency, Disaster Management and Special Services, Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducasse, says the disease has not been seen in Jamaica, but the ministry is putting measures in place as part of its preparedness plan.
We want to point out that our preparedness and response capabilities are in keeping with the recommendations, and our strategy will be for early detection and rapid containment to ensure that the spread in Jamaica is minimal.
Chikungunya is an illness caused by a virus that spreads through mosquito bites. Its symptoms include fever, headache, tiredness, nausea, vomiting, rash, and muscle or joint pain. Jamaica's disaster preparedness and emergency management systems have been deemed ready and equipped to deal with eventualities for the 2014 tropical Atlantic hurricane season. That's the assurance coming out of the annual National Disaster Committee meeting held at Jamaica House on June 18. The meeting, chaired by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, included representatives from several public and private sector organizations involved in disaster mitigation. Director of the Meteorological Service, Jeffrey Spooner, informed the meeting that the agency is ready to provide timely and accurate weather forecasting during this year's hurricane season.
Proud to report that the Doppler radar has continued to perform satisfactorily, and we have sufficient critical spare parts that will allow for significant reduction in our downtime.
Mr. Spooner says the Met Service also has a network of 49 automatic weather stations, allowing early warnings to be disseminated in a timely manner. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, has recorded $413 million in profit for the 2013-2014 fiscal year. This is a significant increase over the profit of $95.1 million recorded for the previous year. It also represents a major financial turnaround over the past 2 years, considering that for the 2011-2012 fiscal year, the UDC registered loss of approximately $1.2 billion. General Manager of UDC Desmond Malcolm says that the positive performance is due to the successful divestment of non-performing assets, including the Forum Hotel in Portmore and the Mercado Complex in Kingston.
The board, the management and staff is committed to continue turning the corporation around and maximizing the assets under its control in the context of national development.
Infrastructure works valued at approximately $502 million are to be carried out at three of the island's agro-parks over the next 12 months. These include Spring Plain, Ebony Park, Clarendon, New Forest, Duff House, Manchester, and Yala St. Thomas, where stormwater channels and access roads will be constructed. The projects are being carried out under the government's Agricultural Competitiveness Program, which is funded by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB. Four of the five contracts to execute the projects were signed during a brief ceremony Tuesday.
Cabinet approved $72 million for another contract, and we are committing $133 million for a project at the Hill Run Agropark. This project has already been designed and discussed for IDB support.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark speaking at the contract signing ceremony last week. Meanwhile, Agriculture Minister Roger Clark says the ministry's efforts to tackle prairial larceny are showing positive results. He says through collaboration with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, some 26 persons have been brought before the court in St. Thomas alone. Data indicates that some 658 reports of prairial larceny were received by the police during the January 1 to October 31, 2013 period, resulting in 362 prosecutions and 78 convictions. Minister Clark reiterates that a prairial larceny unit will soon be established within the JCF, which will see the police working overtime to help prevent farm theft. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.